Go, go, go.
So hi, I'm Ryan. I help co-organize Co-Bar Birmingham. I am a Brummy. I come from Birmingham, UK, not Alabama. They get them mixed up. I've got an unhealthy obsession with programming mascots, and there's my social. Thank you very much for Bluetel for flying me out here today. Just a disclaimer before we start, I am not an expert on anything that I'm talking about. Take everything with a pinch of salt. And I'm here to give a talk today about this thing. Who recognizes it? Yes, that's right. This is the stupid autodialer thing from The Simpsons that marches down all of the phone numbers, and when you get a phone call and they go, hello, how are you? And it's like someone trying to get a survey from you. It's normally one of those annoying machines that have done it. And this kind of leads us into the problem. In our everyday life, we are being bombarded by spam emails and spam calls and spam advertisements all over the place, a constant stream of it. And in a very similar way, our lovely little server here is also being bombarded with a constant swarm of annoying bot traffic. Bots will literally just march through IPs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you can do the entire 4 billion IPs available in IPv4 in quite a short amount of time, surprisingly. And if you've ever had access logs on your server and you've seen, hello, can I just please get the .env file? Please, please, can I have something? Please, please, let me in! Very annoying. And it's not just one bot, it's thousands of bots, and they are all coded for different frameworks, looking for different things they can poke, and it only requires one bot for your server to be very sad. And they don't take a break. If you're, you know, it's 3 a.m. and you get a call and they go, why is the website being replaced with some dodgy third-party thing? Tough, got to fix it. Bots don't sleep, so you can't either. And it's not just on the HTTP protocol. They will come on any ports, you know, FTP, DNS, SMTP, any protocol you can imagine. There are bots loitering around the IPv4 space trying to poke and prod. So what can be done? Well, I'm glad you asked. We can do this. Can you just go right? Oh, did that actually kill my? Oh, that killed my clicker. That's amazing. Oh well, I'm standing over here now. Sorry. It was worth it. Get back into shape. So yes, we can do all of these very interesting things. Take a picture if you're interested. You've got 6 seconds.